this, man, because there's so many people out here that's lost, don't have a clue, don't know what they should be doing. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to open up a forum so guys like yourself and others in different fields can come on, man, and really, because you know what wind up happening is people be like in the dark.
Yeah.
And you know, I look back at myself and I can remember when people turned my light bulb on, you know, when they hit the switch and things started clicking in my mind.
Yeah.
And it started coming to me about how to make moves, you know, because one day I didn't know what I was going to do, you know, with myself.
Yeah.
You know, when they told me that my tennis career was over, I wasn't going to college, you know, I was dumbfounded, you know. Yeah. I was stuck. I was sitting on the porch. It's like, damn, man, what am I going to do with myself, you know?
And, what's the next play, right?
Yeah. And it wasn't until the big homie come along, you know, and took me under his wing and started showing me, you know, what my next move was going to be. So I feel it's very important that, you know, guys like you who got the formula, who been there, you know, who did special things, you know, other than the streets. Because so often, you know, people ask me all the time when I be doing interviews, and they be like, man, what do you think about these rappers who rap about selling drugs and never sold drugs? And what I understand is that the first entrepreneur that you see coming up in the ghetto is usually a drug dealer.
Exactly. You know, especially if you're living in dangerous places, and you know, you guys become our heroes. So it's like a little kid seeing you and shit, and the first thing that he see, he don't see your face, he see what you wearing, he see what you driving, he see those sneakers on your feet, he see those, that mean ring on your hand or that chain. And you know, it's a form of a reward to them, you know. It's like
accomplishments.
He got rewarded, he got accomplished, he accomplished something. So you know, you can't really be mad at a kid having a hero based on the fact that however he may portray that hero to be, and then he wants to emulate that. You know, we all had to emulate something in order to get an inspiration. You know, so I don't really pay attention to these youngsters when they do talk that tough talk and they like they live it, because I know at the end of the day, it's a movie that some of us live. And it's a movie that some of us seen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference when you see it, you know, it's a difference when you see it, but when you living in it, it's like, it's natural. When you see it, it's like, damn, I've been there. I seen it out of a window, or I seen it from an uncle or a cousin or whatever. So you feel a certain kind of, you know, you feel a certain kind of comfortableness in yourself that you could talk like that, because you feel you've been around it. And you know, yo, I know what that's about. I stood on a block, but have you really, really played the block, though? That's the whole thing. So, you know, we know the difference, man. And at the end of the day, yo, man, when you in the hood, you always rooted for a guy who had the hardest struggle, but came up. So that's a way that a lot of these dudes gotta kind of try to paint their picture to be, because they want us to really think that they really came up really stone cold rough. Like for me, like when I first started doing my thing in the music business, honestly, as an MC, I didn't know what I was gonna say, Lord. Real talk, I'm telling you as a big bro, like I ain't know. Like I knew I had a little bit of talent. I had a lot of potential in it, but I'm like, damn, what the fuck am I talk about? Because I'm not really, this is not something I get up every day to do.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it became natural. I started talking about the pictures and things that I've been through and the shit I've seen. And I knew that was going to be my chamber inside the Whoop, is to talk about reality shit. Talk about shit that's around us. Now, you had dudes doing it. You had your Rakims and Kanes and Coochie Raps that touched it. You know what I mean? And to me, those is my heroes, and they come from where I come from.
Mine too. Mine too.
So you know how I go. It's like, yo, you know what I mean? Niggas is looking at what's in front of them, and trying to relate to what they feel is in front of them, showing them that they went through.
Right.
So this is why you got these guys talking like that. So I have to say that I was one of the one of the guys on the slave ship to even get these little niggas to start talking like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was on the slave ship when niggas wasn't talking about cracks and weed and, you know, I put that in Cream and all of that. Like, Cream is a motion picture record, man. That's a motion picture, man. When we made that, we didn't sit down and think about what the fuck we're gonna write. It just spilled out our mouths.
Right.
I vomit that shit up. I grew up on the Crime Side. I grew up on the New York Times Side. Like, you know, the paper. Like, niggas don't know 15-year-old niggas reading the paper and shit, eating a bagel, trying to make a buck or two.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I wasn't reading no paper when I was 15.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Niggas was stealing cars and breaking in the car systems and all of that, you know?
And that's the way I always looked at the rap game, was like, it was the guys who was telling the struggle of the people. I mean, music, period, you know, because even back in the 60s, you know, when we turned out some of the best music that blacks ever turned out, you know what I'm saying? The Marvin Gayes, the Curtis Mayfield.
Smokies, the West
Smokies, you know, they were singing about the struggle that they was under, the depression.
Fights, Temptations.
Keep going.
Yeah. You know, this is
hey, bring it back.
Yeah, this is our thing, though. This is what we love. But you're right. I mean, that's the blessing of music, is being able to relate to the world in so many different ways and tell it in a way where people could feel you. You know what I mean? Music, if your music don't got no feeling, bro, why don't make no music, man? You know, so to me, that was important for us, is just to give an expression and try to get to the people that we think could relate. And that's what I was doing. I was just, you know, Cream was a big record.
Hey, you did that. You had the whole world relate.
Yo, listen, all praises due to the Most High, man. You know, just telling the tale, man. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Giving them some food, you know, giving out people some food.